You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 18, verse 4 and 5. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. I'm sure you have heard stories of people saying, oh, Jesus came to their room, Jesus visited them, and so on. But when you look at this scripture, you see that receiving those who are in Christ, those who are living the true kingdom life, those who have been converted to become like a child and a vessel in the hand of the Lord, to receive them is to receive Jesus. Some of you may not know. When you receive those who belong to Him, you are receiving Jesus. It's as good as when Jesus visited Mary and Martha. So what a privilege we all have to receive Jesus. He said, if you give even a cold of water to this little one, you will not lose your reward. Why? Because it is not them that you have given it to. You have given it unto Jesus. He said, if you give them for my sake, you have given it unto Jesus. Anything you do to these little ones, you have done it unto Him. He said, many we see on that day, Lord, where did we see you that you were hungry and we gave you food? He said, when you gave food to these little ones, it was me you gave food to. In fact, when the church was being persecuted, Jesus said, why persecutest thou me? For you to truly see that is true. That we have the privilege of receiving the children of the kingdom. The privilege. And when we receive them, it is Jesus that we are receiving. It is Jesus that has visited you. Hallelujah. When you receive them, you have received Jesus. And whoso shall receive such little child in my name, receiveth me. It means you have accepted Jesus. What a privilege to open your door to Jesus, to open your finances to Jesus, to open your life to Jesus, to open your gift, your grace, your connections to Jesus. What a privilege. Keep it in mind that you are receiving them. When you receive them, you are receiving Jesus. So if you receive Jesus, if Jesus really comes to you, how would you treat Him? If Jesus was visiting your house and you knew in advance that He was coming, how would you receive Him? Okay? How would you receive Him? Will you be like Martha preparing food? Laying the bed? Or will you be like Mary that pays attention to what He has to say? Did you know that I have experienced this? That sometimes people open their life to you, and when you come in, they are so fixed on taking care of you. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But I tell you that listening, I would prefer that person to listen to me than to give me the best care and treatment. Jesus didn't say anything against Martha until Martha now called Jesus' attention to the fact that Mary was not joining her. And Jesus said, hey, I actually prefer this service that Mary is giving me, to sit down to listen to me. I prefer that and cultivate that habit. When a true child of God comes to you, learn to listen. Oh, learn to listen. Don't prioritize care above what you will hear. Because God can open the door of utterance to that person. That person may look ordinary, but I tell you, God can open door of utterance to that person. And issues that have plagued you for 50 years, 40 years, 10 years, 1 year, can in one moment of utterance be addressed. I pray the Lord will give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.